Period base in Sukhov Zayin Tishrei Toshinam, Aleph, October 7th, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
We have less. So this sukkah should be a sukkah psalm. So we see that the pshat in Lovud is not that we just ignore the distance of less than 3 tvachim as if it didn't exist. It did exist. It did exist. But it's a halacha. We imagine the pshat in Lovud is that if you have a daven here, if you have a daven here, if you have a daven here and you have a chak here, since now the question is at this point, so the daven would be ten tvachim now. At this point, it's only 8 tvachim now. So since it's less than 3 tvachim away from the chak, so it's considered. So the daven is considered in the chitze, not only on the chak, but even on this small strip between the chak and the David. Between the chak and the David. So in other words, we have the mechitzah of Yud. So in other words, we consider as if that mechitzah that is set up here had been set up inside on the ground of the chak. So then it would be 10 tvachim. So even though Benzias, it's not set up in the ground of the chak, but we consider it as if it had been set up in the ground of the chak. And from the ground of the chak to the schach, there is 10 tvachim. So the mele, so it means that the mechitze is a mechitze of 10 tvachim, not only in respect to the chak area, but even to the small strip between the chak and it. This is what he said. So the mele, it should be kosher. So bishleime, if we say that the Naruch of Lobud is that Hashminoloi Chaino. So then we could say if the Chak does not have Zayin al Zayin, so then there is no Mechitzes over an area of Zayin al Zayin. But Naruch of Lobud is not that it's Chaino. It is that the space less than 3 tvachim is Chaino. But the Pshat in Lobud is that we consider that this Mechitze, as if it had been set up on the ground of the chak. So the mele, the mechitze is considered the mechitze of 10 tvachim. So the mele, the mele at its place is considered as a mechitze of 10 tvachim. So the mele, we have a mechitze of 10 tvachim height that encompasses not just the area of the chak, but the area, the narrow area between the chak and the beitel. So then there is no chisov in the chitzes. Still, so we could say that it's kosher. So it's possible because the whole chain, the whole of you, the shiur hachshel suke, havali birasuf. Havali birasuf. So apparently, so that's the shite of the tour. And that's the shite of Rashi. And Rabbi Yosef agrees with it. But the Michdom, he agrees with the shite, or shite sarambam. So I saw Rabbi Meima that if the sukkah was limatomi, the schach was limatomi. It was limayomi. If the schach was limatomi, then hutzi yerdi teichi. So I saw Rabbi Meima that if it's hamso yerdi teichi, so it's kshevo, so I'm going to go there, I'm going to go. So according to Rashi, it's in the head. what they call the Rambam, it's not to have said, but it's a song in the Maizeh, because it's not able to do. And if, let's say, the person will be sitting there will be a midget, and it will be comfortable for him to sit there, so then it will be kind of mitzvah. According to Rashi and the Torah, even if the person will be sitting there will be a midget, and they will sit comfortably in that sukkah, so it will still not be kind of mitzvah of sukkah, because it's a dira sukkah, it's a chisom in the chetzer. One second. It's a chisom in the chetzer. So, but, so the michtam, we said, agrees with the Shibis Aram. So in the Mele, there is no chisom of dira sukkah in the Hefze, and the only chisom of the Rishucho is in the Maizishir. So it depends upon the situation. So the Mele, if the Chak has 6x6, had 6x6, and then there is another strip that does not, but that is not 10 tvachim high, that is 8 tvachim high, but in view of the fact that in the bulk of, in the major portion of the sukkah, there is a height of 10 tvachim, so the mele, it can be consistent with 10 shvachim the door. So it depends upon the situation. So that's why the Michtam says that it is kosher. Now, if let's say, the person is such a tall person, that's mamish, impossible, he has to be in pain when he sits there, so naturally one will kind of need a sukkah. Like someone who is bothered by bees. It's one person sits in the sukkah and he's not so sensitive, so he's the kind of sukkah. Another person who is very sensitive to bees, so he will not be mikayim. He will not be mikayim in the sukkah. That's why the Rambam says that even if the kak does not have zayin al zayin, even if the kak does not have zayin al zayin, it's still shel. Now, but now let's see. There is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Bach. So, because the two says, V'yesh d'chkak shio hersha suke, im ein ben chkak v'keisel, gimu tvochi, shemo b'sir hachkak. So the two mentions Chiddush. Chiddush number one, that if the chkak does not have zayin al zayin, so it's possible. With that V'yesh, so the Bes Yosef agrees. And that's the shita of Aram and the Bible. Then the two mentions another finish that even if the chak has zayin al zayin, so it's only sheo if he sits in the chak. But if somebody will eat beyond the chak, so will not be able to eat. So and then the second finish of the two, so the Bes Yosef is masik. So he says like this: we say the Rabbeinu. The way Machshirino now is here chachka, but no yichutz lechka. When you dare lomo, the maishne moiz of the meyachol, who don't be itzave, the machshir Rashi. So that's Rashi and Rashi in the Rosh. Rabbi Yishai is here, but it's much more than the two agrees with the shite of Rashi and the Rosh, not with the shite of Rabbi Yishai. So why is it? So, meistens wo ich so bewege, und wo noch bei uns dabei, die macht sie rasche, a viel und in uns dabei, this is what the Torah is asking. This is what the Torah is asking. So, this is what the Bes Yosef is massive against the Torah. So, in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Torah and the Bes Yosef. In the case of Osoch Kak, and the Kak has Zayin al Zayin. So the Torah says, only if you sit inside the Kak, then you are Mikayim Tzisuke. But if you sit outside the Kak, so where it's less than a 10 tvachim height from the ground to the Schar, so then you're not Mikayim Tzisuke. And the Bes Yosef is Masik. He said, since we pass like Rashi in the Rosh, by the case of Bono Itzabe, so even beyond the Itzabe, he can also be Mikayim Tzisuke, on the score or on the basis of Psala Yetze Nasuke. So here too he should be Yetze, on the basis of Psala Yetze Nasuke. The Mihiri, the Arab Mihiri, mentions the same thing. And the Arab Mihiri says, like the Bes Yosef,
why is the motion of the turtle?
One second, please.
Do you think Alphard's
turtle? Oh, so he says. הוי שפוס המעשור בכל כך בחקק או ראו לך שסוגי כנשיבה על שיבו ויצפס החג מחובה השחקק מחובה לכיפה בשמצד וזו צור משלי נצפס החקק לפלגוח משלי שרוך השלי שתפוחת כתלהכשיר או מתרסות שילוך הספטיף נקום האם כאן שכל מחיץ השיבה עשור ומחיץ הכלל וכל שאת עצור ועצי יש דיפן נתחולו סינדום ביחד לבקור הוקחו מפוקס משלי שואה אתה מכשיר מתרסות ובזו מיה הקמדי יסס הקמדי המינים לא דתור The military lived at the same time as the Torah, so he didn't know, of the Shita of the Torah. So he says, Ubazumi hakel maybe, she'ichil v'yoshein chutz l'chkak, sha'aril kulobin. In other words, the military agrees with the Shita of the Yosef. Now, the Mechaber, when he passes, הוישן מוכה מעשורו וחוק הרבו להשלים ולעשורו ויש לחקק שיר איך שסוכה ומי בוחקק לקייסר דימותוכן קשירו יש דימותוכן קשירו so he doesn't say קשירו בשיח החקק but קשירו why doesn't he say קשירו בשיח החקק because the שיטון say he's מזית על אותו so the מנבום says קשירו משמע לא חוץ לחקק אבל הטורק עושה דף כתיך החקק אבל חוץ לחקק לא תמחית זה כבר and then he mentions in the Bach says Behind each back. So, but the Mogavon agrees with the Pesach of the Yosef, not with the Shiva Bach. Let's see what the Bach says. The Bach says, because of the Yosef, in the day of the Meister was a way of hot sword in Sabbath and Rashi. Rashi had been in Sabbath hour, and we catch him in it. The Shan also in the big and the Chizes, who Srach and Mayo and Chot, the Hamas of Apostle. The Yisrael of Mahmoud Gobel, he'll catch it in the Yisrael of Shevo, in the Hindi, Kipsal, Alit, in the Suki, the Nidhi Kisuki, because of the Rosh, Abu Hohe, the Vilachkat, the Yisrael, Ein Shem Yechitza Olo, Ein Shem Suki. Ein Shem Suki. So in other words, you see, we saw that the Ram points out that even outside the Kak, even the street, the area, the narrow street, that is outside the Kak, where the Deifen is only, where from the ground to the Schach, there is only a height of 8 foot. So the Ram says that over there too, it has a Shemachitza, because of the Aloha Plot. So the Bach is Chayot. So the Bach is Chayot. And the Bach says, no, here we cannot say Psalayetz in the Sukkot, in the case of its Tabo, so we have the Chizitz. But the Chizom is the fact that it's too high. So we apply the law of Salayetz in Lasuk. But if there are no mechitzes, so then you cannot say Psalayetz. Then you cannot say Psalayetz in Lasuk. In other words, suppose you have, the Mogan mentions many examples of Psalayetz in Lasuk. But suppose you have, the Mogan mentions 5 different tiyot of Psalayetz in Lasuk. But in every tiyot, there are mechitzes. So one tio is one day that extends here, so, and there's another day that extends. So, but suppose you have no mechitzes altogether, then you don't say psalayetz in asuke. Suppose here in the suke, it has 3 tvadu, and then you put a schach on top, but the schach, long slats, very long slats, they extend. And some, but there are no mechitzes here. No mechitzes, except one mechitzes, this fat mechitzes. But one chitzi is not enough. So no one will say that if the slats extend beyond the back wall of the suke, so one can sit there under the schach and the eight in the suke, there are no valleys. So there are no mechitzes at all. So then we don't apply the aloha of salayetz in the suke in the suke. So the mele, according to the Bach, here there are no valleys in that narrow space. But the Ram points out, but the Bach is in disharmony, is inconsistent with what the Ram and the Ritva, they both point out that because of the Aloha of Lomut, so we consider as if that David had a height of 10 foot, because since on the ground of the Chak, there would be a hypertrophy, and it's very close to the ground of the Chag, so it's considered as if it had been set up on the ground of the Chag. And from the ground of the Chag to the Chag, there is entropy. So the reason is why the Bach is Chilka de Vesiose, because he holds that even though there is a loche, even though there is a loche of that, as a, on the contrary, he holds that account of the aloha of Lovot. So the Mele, the narrow strip is not encompassed by the chitz of Tempochim. The narrow strip is only encompassed by the chitz of Eitrochim, and the chitz of Eitrochim is no chitz. So that means that narrow strip has no tfanis, it has no chitzes. So how can we apply the aloha of Tzala Yetzin Nasuke needing it? Now, the text is Pochas Mishleishet Pochim Shef Mikan Kashi Lefi Mashe Pirish Bikin Birish Pirishen Bikin Kadi Ibit Chamisha Umchitza Chamisha Yim Mitzav. So Rav Chisda says, it's a machlokes in Gimor, Rav Chisda says that Ibit Chamisha Umchitza Chamisha Eino Mitzav. So how does Rashi explain it? Dimhoi Ochmit Omuk Chamisha Umachitza Umchitza Chamisha Eino Mitzav Tumuriz Bisekhe Yishayot. So according to Rashi, Rav Chisda Shiti is that if you have a bear, a pit, 5 tefachim deep, and then on the spasa bea you set up a small wall, a parapet, a small wall of 5 tefachim. So it's not mitzvah. Eime ken geiva, I'm not mitzvah. Eime ken geiva, I'm not mitzvah. So mele, the techa bea is not a mishayot. Either the bayer itself has a depth of 10 tefachim, or you set up a parapet that is 10 tefachim high. But to have a tzibur, the combination of depth and height, there is no such thing. Now, the Rashi Shita sounds strange. I mean, superficially, it sounds strange. Why do we have to resort to our loch of tzibur? Why do we have to resort to our loch of tzibur? After all, why do we say that it's a combination of Eimek and Geva? And Achiz Shiti is the depth and the height and Akutsuel. Who says that it's a combination, that we have to resort to a combination of depth and height? It is just depth. So apparently Rashi considers it from the point of view of the level of the Kavoyim. From the point of view of the level of Kata Elo, so 5 tefachim is depth, 5 tefachim is height. But why couldn't we say that we have to consider it not from the point of view of the level of the Kata Elo, but from the point of view of the level of the Kata Beyo? So if you consider it from the point of view of the level of the Kata Beyo, it's not a combination of depth and height, it's just depth, 10 tefachim depth. So apparently, Rashi Shiti is that we do have to consider it from the point of view of the level of Kleilo, not from the point of view of the level of the Karkabe. So the melee, it involves a combination, a tilt of depth and height. So Rashi Shiti is that depth and height are not the two. Alright, that's Rashi Shiti. So it's a Gemara Mefreshes Neged Rashi. Here, a Sukkah has to have the Mechitzes of Yud, and here, the Mechitzes. death with eight vochim height of the mechitza. So we see that Eimekim gave a mitzvah. Alright. We read the Gamon Shabbos. Gabi Bayis de Nira Sorim Chokat Miyabu Arabo Choshit Kulei Rishis Ayochi. Suppose you have a bayis that is very low. It takes just 8 vochim from the ground till the ceiling of the bayis. So he's only 8 vochim. But then he dug a chak on the ground of the bayis, in the ground of the bayis, of 2 vochim. And over there you have 4 vochim by 4 vochim. So then that chak becomes a mishayoch. Because in order to reach Sayochit, it must have a height of 10, and it must involve an area of Albo Arabo. So the Mele, the Chakat becomes a Mishnayochit. So the Mele, the rest of the building, adjacent to the Chakat, also acquires a bit of a Sayochit. Because of the Aloche of Chule Mishnayochit. There is Aloche Chule Mishnayochit, have a bit of a Mishnayochit. So first, the Chakad becomes a Mishnayochit. And it's all married. Once the Chakad becomes a Mishnayochit and it's all married, so then the area adjacent to the Chakad that does not have a Mechitze of 10 Tvachim. So also requires a Mishnayochit on the basis of Chulish Sayochit. But why does the Chakad become a Mishnayochit? Because we have a case of 8 Tvachim high and then a Beir, a Chakad of 2 Tvachim deep. So we see that Eimekim gave up out of Tzure, Neged Rashi. Gabayim Tirasorim Chod Barbo Arbo Choshibu Sayochit. Liu Ahi Iker Litreis Shechok HaKarbo BeEimekim Asor. So as far as the Gemara in Shabbos is concerned, so it doesn't present such a stir against Rashi. Why? Because we can apply the Gemara to a Chakad that is 10 Tvachim deep, so then we don't have to have recourse to a tzur of depth and height. So it becomes a Rishis Yochit on the basis of depth alone. But the Kashi is from our Gemara against Rashi. Right. Oid. ואוי מקשר אבל נתם מהור דירות המפל פסל נעברים ולשאב אסתם את הזה דיבר בכל נוסו מצטרתם לעשור suppose you dig a bear and then you take the scent of the bear and you make a little mound you set up a mound the pile of the scent so you set up a little hill and a mound on the swasa bear so the bear בכל נוסו מצטרתם לעשור So the rest, even though the Eimekim Beir is only 5 foot, but the height of the mountains of the pile of sand, the little hill that is set up on the Swasa Beir, is also 5 foot. So the Amitzure to convert the Teicha Beir into Rishayot. So it's also Negetrash. They Amrinon, this is Perikol Gagins. גם שתי חצי רצו למעט מזורי, עם חמישו, חידס חמישו, דימי דרב חיד ומדחת אינו, הוי ומראי את פני עשור, למעל ושניים, ולמעל וזרחות. So, דימוק נהיה לביסס, that if you have 2 חצי רצ, one is not a level, one is the lower level, and there is between, now let's say, here is the חוצרתן, And this table is the Chotzer Eliyah. The Chotzer Eliyah. Let's say, from the floor up to the table is 5 Tvachim. And then someone set up a Mechitze of 5 Tvachim. So, Rav Chisda said, so there's a Machlekes, whether it is Chamisho, it is Chamisho, it is Zahar. Very Zahar. So, Rav Chisda says, the Eilu Mitzvah. The Eilu Mitzvah. So then, the Gemara says, Meide Rav Chisda mitachteno hoim gireyet miyasoro dimal v'shnayim dimal miyal v'seecho. In other words, that Rav Chisda will be made that the tachteno, so is now v'shnayim. in order to be allowed to carry in the lower level chotzer, all they have to do is to get pass, to correct pass, from all the tenements in the lower level chotzer. And without the occupants of the upper level chotzer participating in the pass. So as long as the correct pass from all the tenements in the lower level chotzer and they put it in one bias that is on the lower level chotzer, so then all the occupants of the lower level chotzer are allowed to carry from one bias in the lower level chotzer in the upper to another bias in the lower level chotzer. That's called Malmstein. Why? So in other words, so the occupants of the upper level chotzer will not be allowed to carry, the Gemara says. So in other words, and no eved will be affected. No eved will be affected. Why? Because the occupants of the Tachtin, the occupants of the lower level chotzer, so anyone who stands on the ground of the lower level chotzer, what height does he see? He sees the height of 10 tefachim. That mountain of 5 tefachim, and the upper level chotzer is situated on a hill. So, and then plus a mechitza of 5 tefachim. So, in total, anyone who stands on the ground of the lower level chotzer sees the height of 10 tefachim. So, in Mele, those who stand on the lower level chotzer are shut off from the upper level chotzer. So the upper level chotzer do not assert on the occupants, do not assert the occupants of the lower level chotzer, because they are completely shut off. The lower level, the tachteno, is completely shut off from the lid. So all they have to do in order to carry on the lower level chotzer to collect pass from the residents of the lower level chotzer. And they don't have to worry about that. Machine cave, the occupants of the upper level chotzer are not allowed to carry from one place in the upper level chotzer to another place. And the lid will not be affected. Neither a separate lid, nor a combined event will be affected. Why? Because since the occupants, those who stand here, when they stand on the level, so what do they see? They just see a mechitza of 5 tefachim. So while the tachteno is considered sosum from the eleino is not considered shalom, isolated from the tachteno. I mean, it sounds strange, but it's not strange at all. Because those who stand on the ground of the lower level chotzer, they only see a height of 10 tefachim. So maybe they are considered shalom, sosum, from the upper. If they are considered sosum from the upper, how can they assert? Can a person, let's say, suppose you have, let's say, 2 chatzeres, and between the 2 chatzeres you have a solid wall with no doors, no pesach, and there is no way of going through from the chotzer of Ruvein to the chotzer of Shimon. Let's say here is one chotzer and here is another chotzer, and there is a solid wall separating this chotzer from that chotzer, and there is no doorway, no tzuras pesach, no pirtze, nothing. In other words, there is no passage, there is no possibility of passing from this chotzer and this chotzer, unless somebody will take a ladder and they climb over the wall. So that's not considered that there is a passage, just because with a ladder you can climb over the wall. So the halacha is that the residents of the 2 chatzeres, do not affect each other. So the residents of this chotzer do not assert the residents of that chotzer. The residents of this chotzer, in order to carry from one bias in this chotzer to another bias in the chotzer, all they have to do is to collect pass from all the residents of this chotzer. and there cannot even be a combination, a combined era of the two Hatzeros, because it's also if there is a Pesach, there is a gate, so then they can combine. But if there is a Mechitze without the Pesach in the Mechitze, and so it is also that one cannot even pass into the other Hatzer because of the solid wall of ten Tfochim that separates, so then the Anshei Hatzer of this Hatzer do not aser, and the Anshei Hatzer of this Hatzer, and they cannot even make a combined era, even if they want. It's not China, but they don't have to. They don't have to. So the Mele, the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, if you have two Hatzeres, and you have a hill that is 5 Tfochim high, and then you set up a wall of 5 Tfochim, so Mele Rav Chisda b'tachteinu. So those who are b'tachteinu are considered sosu, shut up, and isolated from the Mele, because anyone who stands on the ground on the level of the Tachteino sees the height of 10 Tfochim. So the Mele Me'arvim Shnayim, the Tachteino is Me'arvim Shnayim. When they Me'arvim Shnayim, they have to make their own separate area. That's all. And the Eleino are not allowed to carry. The Anshei Eleino are not allowed to carry. Even if they make their own separate area, and even if they collect pass, from the occupants of the Tachteino, and they put it, let's say, in one of the batim in the Eleino, they will still not be allowed to carry from one bais in the Eleino into another bais. Why? Because since the Eleino is not considered shut off from the Tachteino, so the Mele, the Tachteino after the Eleino. But there is no way of combining, of making a combined era, because what's the idea behind an era? An era means that if you collect pass from all the residents and you put it in one bais, then it means that all the residents of the Chotzer, they live in that bais. Whether you're in Shindiro or in Shikir, it doesn't make any difference. We pass there in Shindiro. That they live in that bais. So when is a child that the era, by collecting pass from all the residents and putting it in one bias, it should be considered that this is the bias that is common to all the residents, if the people are in one bias have a way of getting into the other bias. But since the tachting is considered, so some shut off from the area, and there is no way of getting into the area. The Tachti cannot get into the area unless they set up a ladder and they climb over the wall. Well, that's not considered that there is an easy way of moving from one Chotzer to the other. So maybe they cannot combine to make one area. So this is what Gemara says, that in the case of Shnei Chatzeres, Zu V'Mayim Zu, so made the Rachidu B'Tachteino, so it's now Shnayim, it makes its own Eret, and the Eleino cannot make Shnayim or Eret. In other words, they're not allowed to carry from one bias into the other. This is what the Gemara there says. So, the Gemara says, wait, I'm going to say, pray for God, is that Mishnei Chatzeres Zu V'Mayim Zu, v'yik 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 So, the Mar B'Shnayim, Mar B'Shnayim means their own separate era. We were Mar B'Sech. Hello. So that's also a kashe. That's also a kashe against Rashi. Now, isn't it strange the way Rabbi Tam formulates his kashe against Rashi? Rashi explains Gil Hamishon Chitzchamisho in terms of Hirikan Deva. So, yes, the number of kashes. Now, one kashe is Gil Hamishon Chitzchamisho. So why does he have to mention the Gemara of Meir Rachidu B'Tachteinu Hoyel B'Leket Me'aser Asor the Mar B'Shnayim Mar B'Sechot? He could just have mentioned the Gemara Shtei Chatzeres Zu V'Mayim Zu, Zu V'Mayim Zu. So Rav Chisda says that the Eleino are not allowed to carry. They cannot be Me'arim at all. They're not allowed to carry. Why? Because Gibbutz Hamishon, Chitzutz Hamishon, it started. Over there, it's not a case of Emet and Geva, it's a case of Geva and Geva. But five Tvochim Geva consists of a hill, and five Tvochim Geva consists of a case. Why does Rav Netam have to mention the Gemara made of this? He didn't have to mention the Gemara of Rav Chisde. Obviously, Shtei Hatzir Yisur Meir Yisur had to not have reference to Emet and Geva. What is it? It's Shtei Hatzir Yisur Meir Yisur means that the upper level Chotzer is situated on a small hill, and the lower level Chotzer is not on a hill. So it's not a question of Emet and Geva. It's a question of two Gevas. One Geva consists of the height of the hill, and one Geva consists of the height of the case. Why does he have to mention? So the answer is, without the Gemara of Meir of Chisde Bitachteno, Hoyim Bereyot Le'aseir Asor, the Marish Nayim Marish Echot, there wouldn't be any Kashi from this Gemara against Rashi. Because Rashi could say, Rav Chisde Shikin is, that in order to have a Mechitze, we cannot combine two separate Mechitzes. Either the whole Mechitze consists of one solid wall, or the whole Mechitze Ten Tvochim consists of the hill of Ten Tvochim, or the whole Mechitze consists of the bay of the Ten Tvochim. We cannot be mitzarim two separate Mechitzes. Either it consists completely exclusively of an image of Ten Tvochim, or it consists completely of the height of the case of Ten Tvochim, or it consists completely of the height of the hill Ten Tvochim. But we cannot be mitzarim. So Meile, according to Rav Chisde, neither a hill of five and the case of five can be mitzuret, because it's two separate mechitzes, nor an a bayer epic of five and the case of height of five can be mitzuret. So that would constitute an ikasha against Rashi. But according to Rashi, so Rav Chisde says that two things can, Emek and Geva cannot be mitzuret, even though the one who stands on the ground of the bayah sees a depth of the one who goes down to the bayah. And so he sees a height. He sees a height of ten tvochim. The case of a bayah of five tvochim, and on top of it, the mountain, the carpet of five tvochim. So just as Rav Chisde says, that in regard to the Tachteno, he is made it, sees the one who stands on the ground of the lower level Chotzer, sees a height of Ten Tvochim, even though the height of Ten Tvochim that he sees is constituted by two elements, two portions, one a hill and one a wall. It doesn't matter. So why should David be given an mitzvah? That's the kasha. That's why Rav Netam has to mention the Gemara of Meir of Chisde, the Tachteno Hilvayim Me'asor and Mal Shmeimar. Elohim, so the Meile Tesis rejects Rashi's Pshat. Elohim Shleimar, the Gibbet Chamisho and Chitzu Chamisho, Lilin Shnei Chatzilis, Zu Lemayla Mizuayte, Ulin Yen Eleino, Kidimuch Hachsugye Lichol Gageis, Ulin Yen Eire, Inamel Lilin Teo Vashus Arabi, Goveya Chamisho, So Tesis here rejects Rashi's Pshat, because according to Tesis and all the Shemi Pshat, because there are so many Gemores neged Rashi. So in case of Ibeir Chamisho and the case of Chamisho, we don't have even to conceive of the concept of Tzilut. Because why should we consider it from the point of view of the level of Karka Elom? We have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beyo. So it's not Emek Geva, it's Geva. So there is no doubt that Emek and Geva are Mitzuret. That there's no shy. But Rav Chisde says it's not Mitzuret, so one washing case is that Rav
Shur Yud Beis and Sukkot Chav Zayin Tishrei Toshimim, Aleph, October 7th, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
we have less. So this sutta should be a sutta psuot. So we see that the pshat in Lovud is not that we just ignore the distance of less than 3 tvachim as if it didn't exist. It did exist. But it's a halacha. We imagine the pshat in Lovud is that if you have a daven here, and have a chakak here, since now the question is at this point, so the daven would be ten tvachim. At this point, it's only 8 tvachim. So since it's less than 3 tvachim away from the chakak, so it's considered, so that daven is considered in the chitze, not only on the chakak, but even on this small strip between the chakak and the daven. Between the chakak and the daven. So in other words, we have the mechitze of youth. So in other words, we consider as if that mechitze that is set up here had been set up inside on the ground of the chakak. So then it would be 10 tvachim. So even though Ben Tzias, it's not set up in the ground of the chakak, but we consider it as if it had been set up in the ground of the chakak. And from the ground of the chakak to the schach, there is 10 tvachim. So the melee, so it means that the mechitze is a mechitze of 10 tvachim, not only in respect to the chakak area, but even to the small strip between the chakak and the dip. This is what he said. So the melee, it should be kosher. So bishleime, if we said that the daloch of Lovud is that hashmiloi chile'ino, so then we could say if the chakak does not have zayin al zayin, so then there is no mechitzes over an area of zayin al zayin. But daloch of Lovud is not that it's chile'ino. It is that the space less than 3 tvachim is chile'ino. But the pshat in Lovud is that we consider that this mechitze, as if it had been set up on the ground of the chakak, so memele the mechitze is considered the mechitze of the tvachim. So memele the mechitze at its place is considered as a mechitze of the tvachim. So memele we have a mechitze of 10 tvachim height that encompasses not just the area of the chakak, but the area, the narrow area between the chakak and the daven. So then there is no chisor in the chitzes. Still, so we could say that it's kosher. So it's possible because the whole shame of whole youth is here, Hashem Suke, Havali Dirasu. So apparently, so that's the shite of the Tur, and that's the shite of Rashi, and the Bis Yosef agrees with it. But in Michton, he agrees with the shite, or shite Saramba. We got a hutzi yedon seichet. So I saw a rabbi in Mema that if the suke was limatomi, the schach was limatomi, it was limatomi. If the schach was limatomi, and hutzi yedon seichet. So I saw a rabbi in Mema that if it's chamsom yedon seichet, so it's kshego, so I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, so according to Rashi, it's also in the head. But according to the Rambam, It's not a tzur in the chetze, but it's a chisom in the mindset, because it's not a shvuti in the duo. And if, let's say, the person who will be sitting there will be a midget, and it will be comfortable for him to sit there, so then it will be a kind of mitzvah. According to Rashi and the duo, even if the person who will be sitting there will be a midget, and they will sit comfortably in that tzuke, so we're still not doing a kind of mitzvah of tzuke. Because it's a Dirus Chukko, it's a Chisom in the Hefze. One second. It's a Chisom in the Hefze. So the Michton, we said, agrees with the Shibis Aram. So in the Mele, there is no Chisom of Dirus Chukko in the Hefze. And the only Chisom of Dirus Chukko is in the Maisen Shia. So it depends upon the situation. So in the Mele, in the Chakak, has 6x6. And then there is another strip that does not, but that is not 10 tvachim high, that is 8 tvachim high. But in view of the fact that in the both of the major portion of the suke there is a height of 10 tefachim, so the melee it can be consistent with 10 shvukim in the door. So it depends upon the situation. So that's why the Michtam says that it is kosher. Now, if let's say the person is such a tall person that mamish impossible, he has to be in pain when he sits there. So naturally, you're not doing kind of mitzvah suke. Like someone who is bothered by bees. If so one person sits in the suke and he's not so sensitive, so he's the kind of mitzvah suke. Another person who is very sensitive to bees, so he will not be Mikhail. He will not be Mikhail in Tzitzuke. That's why the Michtam says that even if the Chakak does not have Zayin al Zayin, even if the Chakak does not have Zayin al Zayin, it's still Shev. Now, but now let's see. There is a machlokes between the Bes Yosef and the Bach. So, because the two says, V'yesh b'chakak shio hachsha suke. Im ein b'chakak v'keisel. Gimut vochim, shevo b'sir hachakak. So the two mentions two chidish. Chidish number one, that if the chakak does not have Zayin al Zayin, so it's possible. With that chidish, so the Bes Yosef agrees. And that's the shita of the Ra'an and the Rit. Then the two mentions another chidish. That even if the Chakak has Zayin al Zayin, so it's only Kshevo if he sits in the Chakak. But if somebody will eat beyond the Chakak, so he will not be able to say mitzvah. So, and then the second Chiddush of the two, so the Bes Yosef is Masik. So he says like this, we say the Rabbeinu, the way Machshirin on our Bisei Chakak, Avaloi Chutz Lechakak, V'nidei Alomo, the Maishne Mois of Rei Achor, Ubono V'nitzave, the Machshir Rashi. So that's Rashi and Rashi in the Rosh, Rabbi Yishai Yisrael, but it's much more than the two agrees with the Shite of Rashi and the Rosh, not with the Shite of Rabbi Yishai. So why is it? So Maishne Mois of Rei Achor, Ubono V'nitzave, the Machshir Rashi, Afilu Mino Yitzave, Afilu Mino Yitzave, the Holo, Afilu Mitzave Holo. This is what the Torah is asking. So, this is what the Bes Yosef is massing against the Torah. So that way, so there is a machlokes between the Torah and the Bes Yosef. In the case of Oso Chakak and the Chakak has Zayin al Zayin, so the Torah says only if you sit inside the Chakak, then you are Mikhail Mitzvah. But if you sit outside the Chakak, so where it's less than a 10 tefachim height from the ground to the Schar, so then you're not eating Mitzvah. Okay. And Bes Yosef is Masik. He said, since we pass like Rashi in the Rosh, by the case of Bono Yitzvabe, so even beyond the Yitzvabe, he can also be Mikhail Mitzvah. Okay. On the score or on the basis of Psala Yetzin Asuke. So here too he should be Yetzin on the basis of Psala Yetzin Asuke. The Mihiri, the Rav Mihiri mentions the same thing. And the Rav Mihiri says, like the Bes Yosef.
Why is the version of the Torah?
One second, please.
Do you think Al Hart's
Torah? Oh, so he says, הוא שפוס המעשור בכל כך בו חקק או ראו לך ששוקה כישיבה על שיבו בין צפס החג מחובה השחקק מחובה לקצו בשמצב בזו צור שלהם מצפס החקק וחלוגוע משלי שרוך השלי שפוחת כתלהכשיר או מתרסות שיוחס דיפן עקום האם כאן שכל מחיץ השיב בעשור הוא מחיץ הכלל וכל שאת מצור ועשי אז דיפן נתחלוס עם דום ביחס למקום הוקחו מפוקס משלי שואה אתה מכשיר מתרסות ובזו נהיה הקלמדי יסס הקלמדי אני לא יודע תור the Miri lived at the same time as the Torah, so he didn't know, of the Shita of the Torah. So he says, Ubozum ye hakel meidi, she'echil v'yoshein chutz l'chkak, sha'arei kolom. In other words, the Miri agrees with the Shita of the Bes Yosef. Now, the Mechaber, when he passed through, מעשור ובחוק הגבול להשתים ולעשור ויש דחקק שיר היה שסוכה בימי בוחקק וקייסר דימותבוכן קשירו יש בנהם דימותבוכן פסולו so he doesn't say קשירו בזה רחקק but קשירו why doesn't he say קשירו בזה רחקק because the שיטון say he's מזיק על אותו so the מגבון says קשירו משפט לחוץ לחקק אבל הטורקוס עדת כתיר חקק אבל חוץ לחקק לא תלכי זה כבר and then he mentions in the Bach says behind each Bach so but the Mokavon agrees with the Pesach of the Siyosa not with the Shiva the Bach let's see what the Bach says the Bach says because of the Siyosa in the day of the Bach the Maishne Moise of Leo Chomso in the Sabo Nachshe Rashi up in the Sabo Tolo when he cash in Bile the Shama also in the Higien Chitzes Ushach and Mayron Chof the Hamas Fachposo די ניפסער מאכט מאס גוט, די קאַקיט די ניפסער זיך שייער, און דאָ קומט די קיפסער לייט אין דער סוכע, די ניד די סוכע, די קאַסער באראש, אבער וואָך, די ביז אַ קאַקע קיינסער, אין שייער גיט זאָל, אין שאַמסע. אין שאַמסע. סא נאָ וואָר צו זיי, ווי זאָ דע דאַן פונט אויט. דאָ even outside der Kack. Even the street the area, this the narrow street that is outside der Kack. Where the Deifen is only, where from the ground to the Schach, there is only a height of 8 vochen. So the Ram says that over there too, it has a Shemachitze, because of the Loch of Lomit. So the Bach is real. So the Bach is real. And the Bach says, no, here we cannot say Psalayetz and Misuki, in the case of its Tavo, so we have the Chitzes. But the Chisom is the fact that it's too high. So we apply the law of Salayetz in Lasuk. But if there are no mechitzes, so then you cannot say Psalayetz. Then you cannot say Psalayetz in Lasuk. In other words, suppose you have, the Gemara mentions many examples of Psalayetz in Lasuk. But suppose you have, the Gemara mentions 5 different theories of Psalayetz in Lasuk. But in every theory, there is damage. So one theory is one different extends here. So and there's another different extends. So but suppose you have no mechitzas altogether, then you don't say psalayitzinas. Okay. Suppose here in the sugi it has 3 tvanim, and then you put the schach on top. But the schach long slats, very long slats, they extend. And some, but there are no mechitzas here. No mechitzas except one mechitzas. This is that mechitzas. But one mechitza is not enough. So will anyone? So no one will say that if the slats extend beyond the back wall of the suke, so one can sit there under the schach and the edge of the suke. There are no valleys. So there are no mechitzas at all. So there we don't apply the halacha of psalayetz in the suke in the suke. So the melee according to the Bach here there are no valleys in that narrow strip. But the Ram points out, but the Bach is in disharmony, is inconsistent with what the Ram and the Ritual, they both point out that because of the Halacha of Lomut, so we consider as if that David had a height of 10 tefachim, because since on the ground of the Chak, there would be a height of 10 tefachim, and it's very close to the ground of the Chak. So it's considered as if it had been set up on the ground of the Chak. And from the ground of the Chak to the Schach, there is the Tefachim. So the reason is why the Bach is Chilek and Beis Yosef, because he holds that even though there is a Halacha, even though there is a Halacha of that, on the contrary, he holds that account of the Halacha of Lovot. So the Mele, the narrow strip, is not encompassed by the chitz of the tefachim. The narrow strip is only encompassed by the chitz of eight tefachim, and the chitz of eight tefachim is no mechitz. So that means that narrow strip has no tefachim, so there's no mechitz. So how can we apply the halacha of psalayetz in asuke nidin? Now the thesis: pochas mishleishet tefachim shir. מכאן קשה לפי מה שפירש בפירש ברישטן שני קאדיד חמיש או קיצ חמיש ישאב סרחיז דסה סמחלק זה דימא קפריז דסה דקיד חמיש או קיצ חמיש או אינו מצטאב so how does rashi explain it die moyach nich ob khamish u makite nich zu khamish in die staat und hier die sicher ist sein so according to rashi a practice she is that if you have a bear a pit 5 feet deep and then on the swasa bear you set up a small wall a parapet a small wall of 5 feet so it's not good so in the can give a map to Eile can give a nakmitzot. So mele, the teich habeir here is not a mishtayot. Either the beir itself has a depth of 10 tvochim, or you set up a parapet that is 10 tvochim high. But to have it still be a combination of depth and height, there is no such thing. Now, the Rashi Shite sounds strange. I mean, superficially, it sounds strange. Why do we have to resort to our Loch of Tzil? Why do we have to resort to our Loch of Tzil? After all, why do we say that it's a combination of Emek and Geva? And Rafiz the Shitty is the depth and the height are not Israel. Who says that it's a combination, that we have to resort to a combination of depth and height? It is just depth. So apparently Rashi considers it from the point of view of the level of the Kapha'el. From the point of view of the level of Kapha'el, so 5 feet is depth, 5 feet is height. But why don't we say that we have to consider it not from the point of view of the level of the Kapha'el, but from the point of view of the level of the Kapha'el? So, if you consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beya, it's not a combination of depth and height. It's just depth, 10 feet in depth. So apparently, Rashi Shiti is that we do have to consider it from the point of view of the level of Karka Beya, not from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beya. So mele it involves a combination, a tzil, of depth and height. So Rafi the Shite is the depth and height are not the tzil. Alright, that's Rashi. The Monochito and Chamisha Makim Chamis Chamisho, in his mouth, in his ear, is a yot. For Ashkon Hochel in his suki in his mouth. So here too, so it's a Gemara Mefresh, it's Negev Rashi. Here, a suki has to have the Mechitzes of Yud. And here, the Mechitzes